Can you read something from? What do I do? Can you read? Ananyas chintiyanto mam ye jana paryupasate nitya yukta vyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Lord Krishna says, those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on me, my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. This is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Kshema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga, and when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable, conditioned life. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagarpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Prashabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hodhi Priye. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindhavyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paripasate. Tesham yukta vyukta mam yoga kshema aham yam. Ananyas chintayanto mam. Elsewhere, Krishna says, manmana bhavamadhanta. One should think of Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, satyam param dhīmahi. Why should one think of Krishna? Because Krishna is the supreme truth, and because every one of us has an eternal relationship with Krishna. I'm thinking of so many other things under the illusion that I have a permanent relationship with them, or as if I had a permanent relationship with them. I'm thinking of my country, I'm thinking of my community, I'm thinking of my family, I'm thinking of this, I'm thinking of that. All of them are temporary. I have a relationship with this or that. Those relationships will not last. My relationship with my country, next birth I may take birth in another country. I say my country, but that my country is a temporary state of affairs. Similarly, my community, my family, for a short time. But I invest my full attention in those things as if they will go on forever. This is called maya. And I'm neglecting the relationship which is actually eternal. Mami vamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna says, all the living beings are part of me. Because vasudeva sarvamiti, the Krishna is the complete whole. And we're all parts of Krishna. And the business of the part is to serve the whole. My hand has the function of serving the whole body. If the hand forgets that function and just acts independently, it's useless. If the hand is acting independently, it's useless. Suppose I get some food, if the hand keeps it in the palm, it's of no use to the hand nor to the body. The hand has to put the food in the stomach, then the whole body will get the benefit. So as the hand is part of the body, so every one of us is part of Krishna. That's our eternal position. But I'm thinking of so many other things. Nate vidu swartha katim mi vishnu. Durashaya ye bahirartaman. Thank you very much. People don't know who they are or what the goal of life is.
They're thinking, I'm this body. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm white, I'm black, I'm young, I'm old, thin, fat. In terms of this bodily identification. But the body is changing. I had a child's body, I had a young man's body, now I'm getting old man's body. The body is changing, but I'm the same person. But I'm identifying with this body and all of the designations attached to this body. That means I'm identifying with something I'm not. And I'm thinking about all of the things in relationship to the body as being all important. That means I'm more or less crazy. We have our psychiatrist in our presence. And according to the manual DMSO, then some people are crazy, some people are not crazy. But according to our point of view, everyone is more or less crazy. Because they're identifying with something that they're not. If I came in here and claimed to be President of the United States, then everyone would think, yes, this man is mad. But if I come and claim, but if the president comes and claims to be the President of the United States, we think, yes, he's very sane. Actually, he's also mad. Because he's thinking, I'm the president, I'm this, I'm that. But he's president for 5 minutes in eternity. Then he goes to the next body. I'm thinking I'm president, I'm chief executive officer, I'm husband, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm citizen, I'm this, I'm that. And I've forgotten my real identity, that I'm spirit soul. I'm Brahmasmi. That I'm eternal by nature. And so I'm very busy with temporary concerns. And I neglect my eternal function, my eternal dharma. Dharma means our eternal function, our eternal nature. The eternal function of the part is to render service to the whole. Well, here, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna identifies himself. I'm that complete whole. Arjuna accepts Krishna, Param Brahma, Param Tam. You're the Supreme Absolute, you're the ultimate. So Krishna advises us, Manmana, think of me. And unscrupulous commentators on the Bhagavad Gita try to divert our attention to something else. Some commentator has written that it's not to Krishna that we have to surrender, but to the unborn, beginningless something within Krishna. But because Krishna is absolute, there's no difference between Krishna's within and Krishna's without. It's not that we have to imagine something within Krishna. Krishna means Krishna. His transcendental body is eternal. His transcendental form is eternal. Every one of us is a person in the Bhagavad Gita. Natve vaham jatu nasam. Natvam neyne janadiva. Krishna says, there was never a time when I did not exist, nor all of you kings and princes, nor in the future will any of us cease to exist. That means we're persons now, we were persons in the past, we'll continue to be individual persons in the future. But we're small persons, and Krishna is the Supreme Person. Nityo Nityanam, Chaitanas Chaitananam. In the Upanishads it said, among all the Eternals, there's one Supreme Eternal. Among all of the living beings, there's one Supreme Living Being. Eko Bahunam Yogiditati Kama. That one is supplying all the needs of the others. Well, that one is Krishna.
that one is Krishna.
And therefore he says, Manmana, think of me. And Bhavamad Bhakta, become my devotee. Madhyaji, worship me. Mam Namaskuru, offer your namaskar to me. Mam Evaishasi Satyam Te Pratijane Priyoshine. Then you'll come to me. Here also, Krishna says, Ananyas Chintiyantam. One should fix one's mind on Krishna. Ananyas Chintiya, without thinking of so many other things. You know the story about how Arjuna became the best archer? The Dronacharya was examining all of the his students, and he wanted to test them by having them shoot their arrow through the eye of a wooden bird. So he was asking them, what do you see? Yes, I see the tree, I see the bird, I see the eye of the bird. All right, forget it. Next man, what do you see? Yes, I see the bird, I see the eye of the bird. No. Then they came to Arjuna, what do you see? I don't see anything but the eye of the bird. Yes, you should. That means focus, attention. You have a sayatmika buddhi, a keha kurumandana. Success is possible for one whose attention is single-mindedly fixed. Bahuru shaka himantascha buddhiyo vivasai. None. Those who are a little bit here, a little bit there, splayed out. That determination is needed, focused determination. Then on what should the attention be focused? Some people are focusing their attention on a candle, someone's focusing his attention on a pattern, someone is focusing his attention simply in material things. That won't help us. One has to focus one's attention on the Supreme, on Krishna. Ananyas chintiyanto ma. Krishna says, think of me. Then, how to think of Krishna? Kavim purana manushashitam nor niyamsam anusmarejya sarvasya dhataram chintu rupam adityavarnam tamasam parastam. One should think of Krishna as the Supreme Person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not as some symbol, not as a mythological character, as the Supreme Person. And how can one think of Krishna? In the Kali Yuga, the method is very easy. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Nama Kevala. Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Katira Nita. The kirtan method will be successful. In previous ages, silent meditation or temple worship or big yogyas. Kalo tad hari kirtan. In Kali Yuga, kirtan will be successful. And we've seen it practically. All over the world, people are chanting Hare Krishna and focusing their minds on Krishna. Abhinnatam nama nami. There's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. Materially, the thing and the name are different. So if I'm chanting water, 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 I'm just getting more and more thirsty. But when we chant Krishna, Krishna, then Krishna's present. Because Krishna is absolute, Krishna is transcendental. There's no difference between the sound Krishna and the person Krishna. Abhinnatam, abhinnatam, nama, nami. Between the nama, the holy name of Krishna, and the person whose name it is, there's no difference at all. Therefore, by chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari, and fixing one's mind on the sound of the mantra, one is thinking of Krishna. One doesn't separately have to perform any thinking exercises. Simply by focusing on the holy name of Krishna, one's mind is focused on Krishna. Because there's no difference. And because there's no difference between the name and the person, by dedication to the holy name, by chanting the holy name, one realizes Krishna in full. His name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes. Everything about Krishna becomes manifest by the devotional process. We were discussing earlier, there has to be some process. It's not that we become self-realized by just the passage of time. It's not just automatic that as I grow older, I'll naturally develop spiritual realization. It's like getting rich. It's not that one gets money automatically. Something may come automatically, but generally, by working hard, by proper investment, by careful use of the money that one has, or anything to succeed in one's career. It's not that one just waits for the university to confer a degree. One has to enter the educational institutions, take the courses, follow the process of instruction, take the tests, do the homework. Then, at the mature point, one is awarded the certificate. Yes, you're now competent. So spiritual life is not just a casual thing. That in the material world, for everything there has to be a process. Like cooking. It's not that we just sort of walk in the kitchen and wait for everything to cook itself. There has to be a process. You plan what you want to cook. You purchase the sabjis. You cut. You put things in the pot or in the oven. You mix. You grind. You add the right spices at the right time. And at the end, you'll have a nice preparation. Otherwise, if we just think, well, I'm sincere, so automatically some good result has to come, it won't come. So advancement in spiritual life is like that. It's not that when we come to spiritual matters, everything just happens automatically. It requires some effort. It requires some effort. Sincerity is required, but sincerity means if I'm sincere, then I'll do something. What is that? Shravana, to hear from devotees of Krishna. From books like Bhagavad Gita, as it is. To chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama. To think of Krishna by reading such books as Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, we have many books, these are only a sample. So by reading the books, one remembers the instructions of Krishna. And then one will be inclined to serve Krishna in different ways. There's so much to do for spreading Krishna consciousness, serving Krishna's mission. That's service to the lotus feet of Krishna. To worship the deity of Krishna, to offer prayers to Krishna. In so many ways. There's a process, and one makes advancement in this process in the association of devotees of Krishna. If we associate with ordinary materialistic people, they'll engage us in ordinary materialistic affairs. And if we associate with devotees of Krishna, they'll engage us in Krishna's business. Therefore, one is advised. Sadhu Sangha, one should associate with sadhus. Sadhureva Samantavya. The sadhu means especially Krishna's devotee. He's the best sadhu. Sadhureva Samantavya. In the association of devotees, all these methods become tangibly effective. Everything becomes effective by the association of devotees. And then in the association of devotees, one develops one's confidence in the subject matter. Yes, this is valuable. And one seeks guidance from an expert devotee serving as spiritual master. As one places oneself under the guidance of an expert professor for educational advancement or for spiritual advancement, one is advised to approach a bona fide spiritual master. Bona fide means he must be a devotee of Krishna. He must be learned in the science of Krishna, having received this knowledge in the line of succession from master to disciple. And you should always be absorbed in the service of Krishna, Brahmanishna. Well, under proper guidance, by taking seriously this Krishna consciousness process, we can make advancement. Anukramashuti, step by step, step by step, step by step. It's not that overnight I change from being one thing to being another thing. Not artificial. But Krishna says, Mamanusmara Yudhyacha. He's telling Arjuna, you don't have to give up your occupation. You should perform your occupation. But Mamanusmara. While performing your work, think of me. Mamanusmara Yudhyacha. You're a fighter, so fight. But Mamanusmara. Be Krishna conscious. So this chanting of Hare Krishna provides the practical method. One can chant at home, one can chant while commuting, one can chant even at work. One will find, we have a friend, he's our printer for our Back to Godhead magazine. And he told us, you know, when things get really, maybe Western man, he told us when things get really rough at work, I just close the door of my office, take out my beads, and chant Hare Krishna. That's practical. One can chant Hare Krishna at home also. Family members can sit down, just as we're sitting here chanting Hare Krishna. One can sit down, family members. The alternative is there. One can watch television and waste one's time in useless topics. Or one can chant Hare Krishna. People say, oh, there's no time, but the time is there. Unless there's time, how did the television get there? But the time, if we invest our time in Krishna Katha, in hearing something about Krishna from these books, in chanting Hare Krishna, then there'll be real benefit. Real benefit. So this Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world, in America, in China, in Africa, in Europe. So it's the real need of human society that makes so much material advancement, but people are not happy. Because they don't know the goal of life. They're preoccupied with external things and missing the real point. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to bring people to that real point, to the point of Krishna consciousness. And by cooperating in this movement, we can all make a great spiritual advancement and do good for others also. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions?
How can we realize that, if anyone asks us, what is our goal of our life? And how can we, when we are discussing with our friends and they will say that, it's just a life and we have to just enjoy the life. And at the end of the life, nothing is there.
They say that we have to enjoy life, and at the end of life, nothing is there. How do you know?
Yeah, they say that there is nothing. If you see the
How do you know there's nothing? Ask them.
Pardon?
How do they know there's nothing?
Yeah, because they're not believing in Atma.
They may believe or not believe in Atma, but how do they know there's nothing?
But how can we justify the thing? How can we say that an Atma or anything, Atma is exist or rebirth of those kind of things?
So many ways. You ask them, what's the difference between a living body and a dead body?
Yeah, they say because the body is composed of different elements and...
So we'll give you some different elements and you bring life back to the body. Theory means demonstration. Your theory is that life comes from so many elements. Give us a list of the elements you want. We'll give you the elements and you can bring life back to the body.
People... Just the same thing carrying on, but I think the approach in day-to-day life is, as you said, the Maya that gets us at every minute. And I think I always repeat the same thing. When we're in trouble, then we remember something higher than us.
If we're fortunate.
If you're fortunate, yes.
And especially there is a loss. But people who say that what is life left, suddenly when they go through a loss, then they realize.
Yeah, that's possible. Krishna says.
The limitation.
Artartartijigyasuganicha. If a person is fortunate, sukritin, then when he's in trouble, he'll come to Krishna, approach Krishna. Even suppose they say the purpose of life is to enjoy. So what is your idea of enjoyment? What is your idea of enjoyment?
Enjoyment means whatever is available they have to eat. Whatever is there, they're just concept of what is good and what is bad.
So what is your idea? What is enjoyment? Ask them, what is enjoyment? Your idea is enjoy now because there's nothing else. What is your enjoyment?
Drinking,
going to a restaurant, movie.
Drinking means that your mind goes fuzzy for a while. Is that so enjoyable?
And then
you get, the more you drink, the happier you should be. But we see the more a person drinks, the more he stinks. And the worse he feels the next morning. And the less money he has in his pocket, the more he may actually do stupid things. A person under the influence of alcohol loses his good judgment and does stupid things. If he drives a car, that in itself is stupid and maybe fatal. What's so enjoyable about drinking? And at the end, you have the opportunity, and you're shortening your lifetime, any medical man will say. Not only medical men, and actuaries. Anyone who's working for the insurance company, you fill out a form. Do you drink? Do you smoke? Because they know that if you're drinking, you're shortening your lifetime. What's so fun about that? What else is there for enjoyment? Come on, this is it. There's nothing but this life and we're going to enjoy it. But what are we going to enjoy? Drinking? We've looked at that and it's not enjoyable. What else? Whatever we like. So what is that whatever we like? Eating? How much can you eat? But how much can you eat? 5 chapatis? 7 chapatis? Can you eat 20 chapatis? What's your capacity for eating? You're going to eat, but how much can you eat? If you eat more, then you get sick. You get indigestion, you get heartburn, you get so many things. So if that's your big enjoyment, eating, how much can you do? Then you say, well, I'll eat this, I'll eat that. Finally, it's eating. The man who's eating chapatis and it's a little hot, and the man who's eating so many things in a big fancy restaurant, they're both getting the same enjoyment. They both feel full at the end of the meal. Eating, drinking, what else? Sex?
Sex.
How much can they get? How much sex can they get? Can they spend, you know, really, how much time can they spend in sex? 2 minutes? 5 minutes? They can spend a lot of time chasing it. But actually having it, not much. And this is their goal of life, to eat, to sleep, to drink, to have sex. Then, sir, how are you better than a dog? You're a human being, but your goal in life is the same goal in life that a dog has. The dog is also interested in eating, the dog is also interested in sleeping, the dog is also interested in asserting its power, the dog is also interested in sex. How is your program better than the dog's program? This is your goal in life as a human being, is to enjoy, which means eating, sleeping, sex. And the dog has the same idea. The dog, the hog. And they can do it better. You can eat 10 chapatis. A hippopotamus can eat enough to fill a truck. You can sleep 5 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours. A bear can sleep for months. You can have sex how often? Once a month, once a week, once a day. Monkeys can go at it so many times in an hour. The pigeons, the monkeys. And what you're looking for, they're already getting more of. And not only are you on the same level as them, they're better than you. If your goal in life is eating, sleeping, sex, they've surpassed you. They're more advanced than you. You're competing with the dogs and hogs and monkeys, and they're ahead of you. And you're trying to catch up. And that's your goal of human life. And the pleasure they're getting is the same as yours. When you eat and the dog eats, you eat full, you feel full, the dog feels full. You get sexual satisfaction, the mosquito gets the same sexual satisfaction. And what are you dedicating your life to, you fool?
How can we say that, like, we have the higher level, like we have to concentrate on God and we
That's a separate thing. The first thing is that you're wasting your life. We'll talk about God later, but the first thing is that you're dedicating your life to enjoyment because there's nothing but this life. But the enjoyment that you're dedicating yourself to is tuchcha, is insignificant. You're dedicating yourself to the same enjoyment that the dogs and hogs are getting. You're a polished animal. The dog is eating in the street, you're eating in a restaurant. The dog is sleeping in the corner, you're sleeping in a big bed. The dog is having sex and you're watching it on television. How are you more advanced? And your happiness will be finished. And at the end, you'll be useless for any of it. The old man can hardly eat. Sex is pointless. So you're dedicating your life to something that you're not going to have. That you'll feel frustrated because of losing. You want to enjoy, but you won't have the ability to enjoy. Even if you think this is enjoyment, later you won't be able to do it. And then what will be left of your life? It's foolishness. Forgetting God, putting God out of the picture, just taking it, yes, material enjoyment. But what material enjoyment is there? Therefore, it's called maya. And bad enough that there's nothing there, that it's so small, that it's so tiny, that it's so, that's no better than what the animals are getting. But you have to work like an ass to get it. For your little bit of enjoyment, you have to work like an ass all week. Right? Your friends are going to school or they're working hard. They're already on the treadmill. Work, 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 work. And for what? For what the dogs and hogs are getting. Do you enjoy work? Oh yes, I enjoy my work. All right, then we're not going to pay you anymore. You just work because it's so enjoyable. So they're hardly getting any enjoyment. And they're working like dogs and asses for what they're not getting. It's like the ass, the washerman is loading the ass with so much laundry. Where the construction man is loading the ass with so many bricks. And he's keeping a stick in front of the ass, and the stick is a little vegetable. And the ass is moving one step, one step, one step. And I'll get that vegetable. And it's always one step more ahead of his nose. That means he's a fool. He's an ass. He's the symbol of stupidity. But how are they more advanced than that symbol of stupidity? That's my question. There may or may not be God, but what you're working for is foolish. That's the first point. Even if you think there's nothing beyond this life, what you're dedicating yourself to in this life is nothing. Or rather, it's frustrating. It's like nectar in the beginning and poison at the end. These things one should learn. And this is there in Bhagavad Gita. Whether they think there's God or they think there's no God, they should read this Bhagavad Gita. They'll get some knowledge. And the next thing is they'll understand something. What is the soul? There's life in the body of the child, there's life in the body of the young man, there's life in the body of the old man. The body is changing. What is that life? That they should study. The animals can't inquire about this. And if these friends don't inquire, then they're no better than animals. Human life is meant for this. Pramajik Vyasa, inquire, spiritual inquire. You don't have to accept, yes, there must be God, there must be, but at least you should inquire. Prabhupada, Prabhavastavarabhodajato yavana jigyasata pratattvam. In Bhagavatam it said, as long as one doesn't inquire about spiritual life, his life is a failure. What the conclusion of is of spiritual life, that will come to. The first thing is you have to inquire. Human life is the opportunity for spiritual inquiry. If we don't inquire, then it's not human life, it's a failure. Give them something to think about. And give them our books. You know, they're spending so much to read the newspaper, they're spending so much for enjoyment. Spend a few dollars and read something for spiritual realization. If you don't like it, you can give the book back, we'll give you back your money. Something else?
Can you comment on forgiveness in Krishna consciousness? Because that becomes the day-to-day issue. We're not able to forgive people for simple things sometimes. When we sit and relax and contemplate, and we're able to identify ourselves more devotionally, but on a day-to-day basis?
Krishna says that one has to see that in the affairs of the material world, modes of nature are working. The soul is infected with these three modes of nature, Rajagun, Tamagun, Sattagun, Prakriti, Kriyamana, and Gunai, Karma, and Savaja. And according to the infection, one is acting a certain way. Someone is acting according to goodness, someone is acting according to passion, someone ignorance. These qualities are mixing in different proportions. So someone is acting offensively, someone is acting aggressively, arrogantly, foolishly. Well, the Krishna conscious person sees the modes of nature are working. Not the person. The person is only infected by these modes. Like a doctor, you're treating some crazy patient. He may be cursing you, he may be trying to hit you. But you know, this is not his natural condition. Simply he's infected by something in his brain. Sometimes it's physiological, sometimes psychological. But this is not his normal condition. So the devotee takes it back. He doesn't even take it. There's something to forgive. Just, this is what we expect. Something else? Okay. Yes?
We all say that God is within each and every one of us.
God is within each and every one of us, yes.
Why do we all behave differently?
God is within every one of us. Why do we behave differently? Because we want to.
But he is there.
He is there, but
he's making us do things.
No, he's making us do things according to our desire. Upadrashtanu mantacha. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I'm there in the heart of everyone as the upadrashta, the person who's witnessing. And anumanta, who's allowing. Just like the father is there in the home, now the children are acting differently. It's not that each child acts the same way, because they're individual, according to their desires. And the father sees, all right, he's doing this, he's doing that. And sometimes he asks, don't do this, and still they do it. And some he allows, all right, do it, see what happens. But Krishna says, Manmana, think of me, Pavamad Bhakta, become my devotee, surrender to me. And we say, no, I want to do this, I want to do that. Krishna says, all right, do it.
Isn't it a paradox?
Is it a paradox?
Yeah. I mean, he's saying, I'm you, and you're me.
No, he's not saying, I'm you, and you're me.
Yeah.
He says, I'm with you.
Yeah.
But with you, it doesn't mean, am you. Krishna is in the heart, along with the living being. In the Upanishads, it said, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakaya. The soul and the super soul, the soul and God, are present in the heart, the way two birds are present in a tree. Dva, dva means two. Not one. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree, which is sometimes bitter, sometimes sweet. The other bird is just watching and thinking, when is this other bird going to turn toward me? Sakaya, therefore, he's a friendly bird. So Krishna is the best friend, Suridam, Sarvabhutanam, best friend of every living being, but we're neglecting our best friend. That I'm in the heart and God is in the heart doesn't mean that I'm God. Just I'm in America and you're in America, it doesn't mean I'm you or you are me. Krishna never tells Arjuna, dear Arjuna, I'm you, you're me. Nor does Arjuna say, my dear Krishna, now I realize that I'm you. I'm your servant, I'll do as you say. Krishna is the master, and Arjuna is the servant. Is that okay? Yes?
But then Bhagavad Gita, you support Devam Mahavakyaham Brahmasmi Tattvam Asi?
That's not in Bhagavad Gita.
Does it support?
It's not in Bhagavad Gita at all, Tattvam Asi. Or what other?
Aham Brahmasmi.
Aham Brahmasmi means that I'm Brahma. Brahma means spirit. But Krishna is also spirit. I'm spirit, Krishna is spirit. But Arjuna addresses Krishna, Param Brahma. I'm Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, but you're Param Brahma, the supreme Brahma. Krishna never tells Arjuna, you're also Parambrahma. Mamiv amsajiva loke. You're amsha of Parambrahma. You're a tiny fraction. And Krishna is the complete whole. The whole and the fractional part are the same. If I take just like this piece of carpet, so this little centimeter of carpet is the same as the whole carpet. This is green, that's green. This is whatever it is, cotton or polyester, the whole thing is cotton or polyester. But this little 1 inch is not, can't say I'm the whole carpet. A drop can't say I'm the whole ocean. All right, then put your ship in the drop. No. The particle of gold and the mine of gold are the same. But your wife can't wear the gold mine on her ear. Right? Although the gold in the mine and the gold in the earring are the same, they're the same in quality only. Gold is gold. But the quantity is not the same. So we're one with God in quality. God is eternal, I'm also eternal. God is Brahma, I'm also Brahma. God has knowledge, I have knowledge. God has bliss, I have bliss. But God's knowledge, God's eternity, God's bliss are unlimited. And I'm limited. I'm tiny. Otherwise, why is Maya shoe kicking me? If I'm Param Brahma, how is it that Maya has covered me? There's a difference. Therefore, nityo nityanam. Among all the nityas, the eternals, there's a supreme eternal. Nitya is plural, is singular. Nityanam is plural. There's so many plural eternals, but there's one singular eternal. Chaitanas chaitanam. There's so many living beings, and there's one supreme being. And what's the difference? Eko bhavanam vidhatikana. The many are dependent on the one. Krishna is that one, and we're dependent parts of Krishna. Okay. Shall we chant a little bit more?
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari,
Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Raj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavin Ki Jai Nama Charva Sridhari Das Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivin Ki Jai Shri Sri Dadha Krishna Gopavidhan Sram Kundradhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Vrindavan Ki Jai Jagannath Puri ki jai, Gangamani ki jai, Jamunamani ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivin ki jai, all glories to you, Samaveda Bhaktivin. All glories to you, Samaveda Bhaktivin. All glories to you, Samaveda Bhaktivin. Gopinandai.